Lead yourself. Lead SA.
It's back to school next week, and for most of us, that means back to the shops with a very long stationery list in hand. And we know the cost of kitting out the kids with the flip files, the exercise books, the pens and pencils, etc., not to mention the prick glue stick. It can run to hundreds of rands. And we also know that for many parents, that is just simply a cost they cannot accommodate, particularly at this time of year. So firstly, my plea is please bear that in mind. If you have a domestic worker or anyone else working for you who has a child at school, please think, if you are able to do so, think of helping them out with that stationery list as a small gesture, which would make a big difference in their lives. At the same time, I'd like you to think about what is rumbling around in your children's drawers as leftover stationery. I was a little bit horrified at the start of the school holidays. I said to the kids, right, let's just clean out this homework area and be done with it all and put the books away and recycle the used paper and we can forget about school for the holidays. And I ended up with literally two or three plastic bags full of half-used Cokie pens and twisties and pencil crayons and extra sharpeners we thought we'd lost, etc. So I found people who I knew were in need of stationery that those have gone to. But I've had a couple of people asking me what to do with their leftover stationery. So we thought we'd start today's Lead Essay with a couple of ideas on what you can do if you're sitting with that bag of pencil crayons or leftover half-used exercise books, for example. Rather than throwing them away or putting them into the recycling, bear in mind that for some children, half a pencil crayon would be better than no pencil crayon at all. And there are places that would be very, very glad to receive that stationery. Obviously, if you have people in your own sphere of influence or schools, educare centers that you know about that need supplies, that's a good place to start. I'd also remind you that the children who are sitting in hospital have equal need of stationery, particularly places like the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, the Maitland Cottage Children's Orthopedic Hospital, even the Brooklyn Chest Hospital. Think about kids who are sitting in through very long and sometimes boring days in hospital. For them, having something to work with, something to color in with could make a big difference. So you can drop supplies there. But there are also some organized collections happening. And I've got one such person on the line to chat to us about what she's doing. Few of you have sent me messages by email or SMS. If anybody else listening is holding some kind of stationery collection drive and wants to share the details with our listeners, please call us right now on 446-0567 and I'll happily put you to air. Right now on the line with me is Melody Hendricks, who's the founder of the Rewrite Project, which is all about collecting other people's half-used stationery and creating new stationery kits for kids in need. Melody, thanks for chatting to me this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks very much for having me.
Tell us about what sort of stuff you're collecting.
So basically, we collect all pencils, crayons, erasers, roll-ups, cookies, basically stationery, paper. And then what we do is we clean it, we repack it, and we sort it, and then we send it to different areas of need. So you spoke earlier about that half crayon that is left over. Mm. I promise you, even the quarter pencils get used. For example, we'll send all the little crayons to creches with little fingers. Mm. And they still have another life there. So really, any old used stationery, we find a home for everything.
Okay. How long have you been doing this for, Melody?
This will be our fourth year. This year will be our fourth year of collections.
Okay, and talk to us about how well supported it is. I mean, how many schools, educare centres or individual children's have you been able to help in those few years?
We've gone for a lot of the smaller little educare centres, also lots of primary schools, a lot of out-of-city schools, because we often find, you know, a lot of the schools in your bigger areas, like Kailitsa and all those areas, they do get quite a lot of support, even though it's minimal. But there's often these little deserted schools, like in Malmesbury and Worcester. And so we've done a lot of little schools in more remote areas. Mm-hmm. But then saying that as well, we've got a lot of schools within the Cape area, with Westlake area. We've helped Westlake Primary and a few and educators in that area. So as the need comes to us, we've had people kind of approach us, can you help us? And we try and fill their needs as we go along. Obviously, the donation levels, it depends. Sometimes we have a lot and then we can't get rid of it all. Otherwise, my husband is crazy with all the stationery in our garage. But so we try and get rid of it as it comes in. And if there's a need, then I try and do a mid-year cycle again. And yeah, we just try and keep it moving.
That's fantastic. Melody, I mean, I hope listeners feel moved to dig into their drawers and sort them all out and bring it to you. How do you manage it? I mean, obviously, if it's sitting in your garage, there's a drop-off point where you are. And then is it all on you to get it and then distribute it from there? So all people need to do is get their stuff to you in Newlands, I understand.
Yes, that's right. All the details are on our Facebook page, and people can just, they can give me a ring. If collection is really an issue, then we can arrange for that. It's just that I've only got volunteers that help me. We all work full time as well.
Okay.
So we're trying to ask for drop-off. That really does help us. And I'm blessed with an amazing group of friends that all come along, and we have these big cleanup days, and we get it all repacked and then distribute today. We've got quite a few centres waiting for stationery at the moment. So, as you send your kids off to school with all their new shiny stationery, I can just ask your listeners to think of those without anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, all strength
and
to
the
you.
Most important, and the most important is to get the children to help other children. You know, I love that my children absolutely love getting involved and cleaning out their old stationery. That's the message I'd also really like to push.
Exactly. There's a lot to learn from there, for them to learn from the process, as well as just supporting the children on the other end. Melody, well, all strength to you. It's the Rewrite Project.
You.
Do you take paper as well as pens and pencils?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I generally go to the educare centres, the younger children, for drawing and math.
Yeah.
But and there's a huge need for that. So yeah, we do. And if you look on Facebook, it's the Rewrite Project.
The Rewrite Project on Facebook. Otherwise, is there an email address listeners can contact you on?
Yes, it's the Rewrite Project 2016 at gmail.com.
The Rewrite Project 2016 at gmail.com. Let me repeat that. The Rewrite Project, as in Rewrite Project 2016 at gmail.com. Melody Hendricks, thank you so much. The project founder, going from strength to strength. So if you are in the southern suburbs, it couldn't be easier to drop off in Newlands. Please do make contact with Melody. I've also had a message from someone whose daughter has started a collection for the New Life Center in Ocean View, which is a preschool for 45 abused children. Paper is their number one priority. They say we have no glue, no paints or paintbrushes, no crayons. We need bottles for mixing paints, scissors, ideas for crafts. We have no materials, even for the basics, for our art lessons. So currently we read during art lessons. Well, I encourage reading, but we'd love to be able to see you doing art as well. So if anybody can support the New Life Center in Ocean View, I'll ask my producer just to make a note of that person's phone number, and we will try and connect you with them, or just pop in if you're in the far south and can get there. Right. I'm sure there are others. If you want to send us an SMS or an email with details, we'll get the online team to compile them for the website and the Facebook page as well and share them there. But there are two ideas for you to get started with, particularly the Rewrite Project. Look for them on